Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get on the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT. That's all one word. Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. You can also get it for all Apple products by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's Wake Up Call DT. podbean.com/mobile. Thank you to everybody that's downloaded it. There's over 450 shows. Actually, we're getting close. We're approaching 500 shows on the app. Over 2 years of shows that are on there. Timeless stories with coaches and players and people in the community that are in upstate New York to the East Coast to international to national. Just people that have stories that really are special, that are unique, that are meaningful. So, yeah, coach might be talking about a game that happened 2 years ago, but they might also be sitting there talking with me about their son or their daughter and their care that they have for them, what their parents did for them growing up, the way that they had to get to where they are, the things that they've done, the morals they stand for, the faith in God that they have. There's so many unique stories, and that's why I wanted to have an app that you can go back and listen to anything. I mean, you could go back 2, 3, 4 months, 2 years, and listen to a story. You never have to miss anything anymore. And that's something that really means a lot to me, and I'm sure it means a lot to the people that I spoke with, because they helped to change my life for the better. They helped to refocus me. And they could do that for you too. So I really appreciate everyone that I've had the opportunity to speak with. Over 400 sports figures in my lifetime. And I'm never going to stop. I'm going to keep going. And it really, really means a lot to tell people's stories. And it means a lot to me that they allow me to do that. So, and one thing that bonds us all is God and faith. A lot of people talking about faith and God and how God helped to get them to where they are today. So, as you know, if you've listened to the show before, I will never tell you who to believe in, what to believe in, what religion to have, any of that. All I will say is, my life changes for the better every time I look to God and say, all right, I don't have this, we got this. So, I'll leave it at that for that. But I thank everyone that's been a huge integral part of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. And I'm very happy to be here with you today. So many things that we have to talk about. Borio's Restaurant brings you the Heads Underwater segment, which you'll hear this. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. And that denotes the segment, Heads Underwater, but I'm breathing fine. So we'll talk about someone whose head's underwater, but they're doing okay. They're doing all right. There's a situation, but let's get above it. So we will get into that, and we'll also be talking with the coaches of the ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference Men's Basketball. You will be hearing from coaches here with me. Have a lot of different coaches that I got to speak with recently, and you'll have the opportunity to hear from the likes of Jim Boeheim of the Syracuse Orange, Mike Krzyzewski, a.k.a. Coach K, of Duke Basketball, Roy Williams of the North Carolina Tar Heels. You'll hear from all of them. Jim Larranega of Miami, Danny Manning, new coach at Wake Forest, and plenty more. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We're going to have one-on-one conversations with all of those coaches. ACC, you don't want to miss out on that opportunity. I want to thank the ACC Men's Basketball Teleconference for making it possible for me to speak with the coaches and be on the phone with them. And that has brought the opportunity for me to play back to you my question to the coach and what the coach had to say. So definitely make sure that you're tuning into that. Right here will be on this show information that you get right here all together. My conversation with coaches across the entire East Coast, including a little bit into that Midwest. Mike Bray from Notre Dame is also going to be on the show. So respect Mike Bray, like him, very nice guy. So you'll hear from him. You also hear from Rick Pitino of Louisville. So you don't want to miss out on that. So plenty of coaches, going to be guests on the show today, as well as Heads Underwater and a few other special things we'll be doing. So make sure that you continue to listen in throughout the entire show to all the great sponsors, partners that I have in business, and thank them for all that they do. So many people have gone out to Cam's Pizzeria, Carvel DeWitt, Borio's Restaurant, have used Dreisig and Dreisig Lady, Fan Hands, have gotten and thought about buying that 15 Feet for Free book. You've gotten there. You've discovered it. You've looked at it. You thought, okay, maybe I'm not a basketball player. Doesn't matter. Because 15 Feet for Free, it's a book that's gaining traction here. Okay, Syracuse players definitely need to read the book. Because it has to do with the mechanics of free throws. But it's so much more than that. It's about teaching the mechanics of doing something the right way that can help you in life in general, no matter what you're going after, no matter what you're doing. Jim Lee, who's a Syracuse Orange men's basketball alum, wrote the book. And in writing the book, he had someone that is an entrepreneur, wanted to start their own business. They used his 15 Feet for Free book that has to do with basketball and shooting a free throw and some of the mechanics of that. Because of the life lessons and the teachings that are fluid, that can be used for basketball, starting a business, whatever it may be, handling a problem, Jim Lee, through the book 15 Feet for Free, helped a future business owner begin. Helped a future business owner know what they want to do and start. So this book, 15 Feet for Free, is so much more. It's about family. It's about life. It's about doing things with a purpose. It's about doing things with giving yourself the best opportunity to succeed. So make sure you go to AuthorHouse.com and get the book 15 Feet for Free. The book all over the country has had its opportunity to get traction, to be reached, to get out to people. I'm asking you personally, through everyone that listens to my show, through the over 400,000 people that I've reached in a given month, to go to AuthorHouse.com, search 15 Feet for Free, and to buy the book. The book is $14.99. The book will teach you about life. Yes, it will teach you about basketball. It will teach you about family. And most important of all, every time one of you buys a book for 15 Feet for Free, every single time you buy 15 Feet for Free, money goes directly to numerous programs that are meant to help United States veterans, Wounded Warrior, so many different programs, thousands and thousands of dollars, over $200,000 has been raised by Jim Lee's efforts for veterans. It is an astonishing, outstanding, amazing number. But there are so many vets and people coming back every single day. So to me, it's not even a thought on my mind. You help veterans. You help veterans. Why? Because the opportunity that you have to get up in the morning, go to the computer, type in AuthorHouse.com, search 15 Feet for Free, click buy, get your card out, and spend that $14.99, buy your book. That freedom, all those acts that we take for granted every single day, the fact that we get up, there's nobody screaming at us, we're not living in a hole somewhere, we're able to use our computer, we don't have to ask for permission, we could go to any website we want, we're not government sanctioned, we don't have to hide. So we go on the computer, we do what we want to do, we type in what we want, we have our own card, and we go forward. The freedom that you have to use your computer to look up AuthorHouse.com is a freedom that did not come free. It's a freedom that God gave us, but humans somewhere in this life and in the lives before decided, God gave you freedom, I'm taking it away. And there were enough brave, good human beings that said no. You're not taking it away. And then when they got their freedom, they said, you know what? People in other countries and in other parts of the world, they deserve to be free. I'm not content sitting in my house in San Diego when someone in Afghanistan isn't free. I'm not comfortable being here in Minneapolis when someone in Iraq is afraid to go to sleep at night. Those soldiers, those fighters, those good people doing good things. Jim Lee reached out to them, their purpose and their fight. Because his father, too, was a United States veteran. So give back today and go to AuthorHouse.com and search 15 Feet for free. Buy the book. And Jim, as soon as you buy it, he'll see it and he'll know that money is being donated. He's always keeping track of that. And the money directly goes back. It's not anything that gets held on to. Once the book is bought, the money is there. 15 Feet for free. AuthorHouse.com. Buy it now. Thank you so much. Support. Just support the good. Support the good. So, as I said, so many things to talk about on the show today. A lot of things going on for people in the Northeast. So let's talk about that. Heads underwater? Heads underwater, John Legend, help me out.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine.
Okay, very nice. So here's the thing. Whose head's underwater, but they're breathing fine? I'm hoping everyone in the Northeast. I'm hoping, and up and down the East Coast. Surprise, it hasn't snowed in Florida yet. But your head's underwater, but I'm hoping that you're breathing fine. Your head's kind of under snow, which is, you know, it's like it's a different form of water. You know, it rains. If it gets cold enough, it turns into snow. Ice used to be water. So everybody in the Northeast, your head is under snow, but you're breathing fine, I'm hoping. Over 5 feet in Massachusetts. Central New York, Syracuse has seen snow for the last 2 weeks plus that just has not gone away. The snow falls, and you think, oh, wow, you guys got 2 feet of snow? No. Syracuse got like 2 inches of snow. Then that snow turned into 4 inches, which turned into a foot, which turned into 2 feet, because every time the snow falls, it doesn't stop. It falls, it's really cold outside, so nothing melts, then it snows again. I mean, Syracuse has had snow where the snow has fallen, 2-3 days have passed by, there's been no snow, and then the snow falls that fourth day, and everything gets added on top of it. Because it's so cold. 9 degrees. 0 degrees. Negative degrees outside. So whose head's underwater? Proudly presented by Borio's Restaurant at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Best seat in Central New York. Whose head's underwater?
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine.
The entire Northeast. Our head is under a form of water, snow, ice, whatever you want to call it, but we're breathing fine. This is my tribute to you folks, for everybody that's dealing with that snow, that's cold, that's shoveling, that's saying, why did the plow? And the thing is, this has happened to me and my wife. My wife and I, pardon me, let me speak correctly. When we had our old house, we would shovel. And then the plow would come by, and you're like, oh, the plow's coming down. Cool. He's going to plow out the whole road. Everybody's got to get their cars off the road because it's going to be nice, and we're going to be able to get through and drive, and it's fine. And you come outside, and the plow did plow the road. But in order to plow the road, he plowed you into your own driveway. So we were supposed to go to dinner with my parents. We were supposed to go like 5-10 minutes away. This is a couple years ago. And in order to get to dinner with my parents, I don't think we even went that day. I think it took us an hour and a half. I broke the shovel to try and get out. So I've been there. I've done that. I understand it. It's freezing. I feel like I look like Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone with the big jacket and you got the hat, feeling good, going outside, being a kid again. So, but the kid inside of me wants to jump in the snow. And then the adult inside of me says, that's going to be really cold, and my pants aren't warm enough. So the kid is always the one that's like, yeah, let's do it, and not think about the consequences. The adult's like, there are consequences to jumping into the snow. Hypothermia, you know. There's some consequences, because, you know, when you're an adult and you do a lot of things, like myself, and you're always going, and you're always working, and trying to do the best you can, and loving what you do. So being okay with working all kinds of hours of the day, I'll fall asleep. Like, if I jumped in the snow right now, and I did, like, a snow angel, I would probably end up falling asleep. So, I'd be out for, like, 2-3 hours, face down in the snow. My wife would call me. Hey, babe, what are you doing? Oh, I think I fell asleep here. I don't know. The sun was out. I felt good. I pretended it was sand. I was okay. So that's the adult and the child fighting each other. Because I know adults get so mad. People get so mad in the snow. Everybody gets so pissed off. Why? Why do you get so pissed off? Now, I understand if someone didn't plow the roads. I understand if somebody, like, plowed you in. I was plowed in. My car had, like, a foot of snow on both sides. Because they plow out the parking spots next to you, but they can't get your spot, but they don't take a shovel. So you have to, like, jump over a little baby mountain in order to get into your car. I get that. I don't like that. So I understand if that stuff is what's upsetting you. I get that stuff. But when you live in the Northeast, and every time winter comes around, you start just expletives everywhere. It's just, but, about the snow. You live in the Northeast. It's gonna snow. God made the world this way. He said, Florida, good. Florida, not so bad temperatures, real hot, but good now. And he said, New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, guess what? It's probably going to suck a little bit around this time of the year. My grandmother, God bless her in heaven, my grandmother, my dad's mom that passed away, Gammy, love you. She hated snow. Every single time it's, I'm not coming out. I'm not leaving my house. I was like, Grandma, it's like 3 months long. Yeah, I'm not going to go. What are you going to go where? Anywhere? No, I'm not going to. No, it's snowing. I was like, you need to move then. You need to move. My mom's a short woman. Okay, my mom is short. Very short. Love her. She's a little tiny. Beauty comes in wonderful small packages. So, I get nervous because Central New York gets a lot of snow. And my mom is not 5 feet. She's close, but she's not there. So when we get 3-4 feet of snow, I get nervous that it's going to go over her and she's not going to be able to get through. That concerns me because she's so tiny. But, you know, it's one of those things you have to think about. You know, my mom has to, like, run through it. And she's a fiery Italian woman. I know she can do it. But I don't want her to have to. You know, and that's why so many people go down and they live in Florida. So Florida, I'm doing the segment for the people listening in Florida. Head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. Yeah, their head is underwater. They're in a pool. It's heated. They are breathing fine because the air's better down there. Allergies don't affect you as much down in Florida. At least that's my thing. A lot of people in the Northeast, you have allergies, right? Even if you don't, you do if you live in the Northeast. You get allergies somehow. So when you're down in Florida, you can breathe. You can actually enjoy your day. Even when they cut down all the trees and build another condominium, you actually can breathe in Florida. And you come up to New York and hold on. Excuse me. That's what New York is. And I'm not talking about New York City that always smells like a dead rat. But I'm talking about, and I like New York City. I do. But people that live there, you know that it smells like a sewer threw up on a rat who ate some bad cheese and then got sick. That's what it smells like when you're around any type of opening to the subway. That's when you're like, who created this smell? We did. Congratulations. So, as I was saying, getting way off point, way, way off point, for the Heads Underwater segment proudly brought to you by Boria's Restaurant, I commend all of you shovelers, snowmobilers, snowblowers, looking outside right now, someone salting the ground, the salters, the salt of the earth. I commend you all because I think we should all have an adult snow day. I like adult snow day time. That's what we should do. For Valentine's Day, we had to celebrate it the day after because I was covering Syracuse Duke. So, and my wife was working, I was working. So we said, okay, Sunday, let's do it, Valentine's Day. Our Valentine's Day was an adult snow day. It was just relaxing. You see the snow outside, you don't have to deal with it, hang out. I like adult snow day. You know what I mean? Because you get really pumped. You get up in the morning and you're watching television, and you're like, yeah, you're watching SportsCenter or Kelly and Michael, whatever you fancy. I admit it, I watch Michael Strahan on Kelly and Michael from time to time, because Michael Strahan seems like a good dude. So you get up in the morning and you see that there's all these schools closed, right? Libraries closed. This school's on a 2 hour delay. Oh no, it just closed. And you get really pumped up, you get excited, like it's some type of NCAA selection show. When you're watching it, you're like, did my team get in? Did they get in? Damn. No. My school never closed. My school never closed. The trigger for my school was there's two other schools that would make it potentially close. Bishop Ludden and Bishop Grimes. If Bishop Ludden and Bishop Grimes closed, then there's a good chance that Christian Brothers Academy was going to close. Then Christian Brothers Academy came up with this genius idea that they would never close. So they would never close, but they would bring you to school and close while we were at school, because having 770 students with parents that needed to pick them up seemed reasonable. So So that would be, and in some cases, I guess it was okay, because a lot of parents had kids in like almost every single grade, so that, you know, you only need one parent for like four or five kids. But my mom, you know, before you can drive, my mom would drop me off. So I get dropped off, and I'm in school for like I don't know, an hour and a half, and they close. Because you, like, it doesn't count as a snow day if you bring the kids in, then you have to close once you're there. So you end up waiting. Now, that's not a fun snow day. It's not exciting, you know. My head's like not underwater. My head's under like a cafeteria desk. I'm just kind of hanging out, waiting. I had to do that once. I had to sit with the principal for like 2 hours because my mom couldn't get to me when my elementary school closed. And my principal opened up a drawer after like an hour. She was like, don't tell anybody I have these. She had Oreos. She's like, you can have one. I was like, this principal is amazing. So, this principal, why do we not have snow days and my mom's late all the time? Oreos, give them here. Let's do this. Cool. Nice. Like it. Not, I won't name my principal's name, but to her, thank you. Much love. Thank you for spending some time. Appreciate it. Instead of me just sitting outside in the cold. So Boston, you felt it. Toronto's felt it. I felt it in Toronto like crazy. They don't get snow. They just get negative temperatures, negative 11, negative 17. Did you ever walk outside fully clothed? That was a dumb question. Okay. I should have said it faster. Did you ever walk outside fully clothed, all ready to go, right? You walk outside, you got pants on. You're dressed for the cold, right? Got pants on, heavy jacket, got shirt and everything going, suit and tie, whatever it may be. Do you ever walk out and the wind hits you and it literally feels like you're not wearing any pants? Like they're gone. Like you came outside and it was like the emperor's new clothes and you forgot to put pants on and it's just boxer time. That's exactly what Toronto feels like. I love the city. It is cold as heck. So I suggest going to the city in spring and summertime. But it definitely is a lot of fun. So to everybody out there that's been dealing with the snow, dealing with the cold, dealing with the ice, trying to get that nasty mud sludge thing that's under your tire and you kick it, but it's frozen so it won't come off. I love kicking those. I don't know what it is about it. I love kicking it and seeing it fall. Get off my car. Well, there's one part of my car that is now a piece of my car. And I'm convinced that when it gets warmer out, it'll just be there as part of my vehicle now. It's like an extra piece to it. Because it's frozen. It's gone. You can't do anything about it. So to everybody that's dealt with all of that, your head's underwater, under snow, under ice, have an adult snow day, breathe fine. We'll be back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. See? Where sports meets life. Talking about all of you out there, all of my warriors, all of my fighters that have gone out there and gone up against this snow, and then after 2 hours said, screw it, I'm going inside, I'm getting warm. We'll be right back on here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and we'll be talking about a team whose head's underwater, but they're breathing fine. You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get in the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT. It's all one word. Wake Up Call, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. You can also go on, for all Apple products, straight to this website that will get you the free show app, over 400 shows for your iPad, iPhone, or iPod, by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. So make sure you go there to download the app. I thank everybody that has. So for those of you listening on the Wake Up Call DT app, as well as wakeupcalldt.com, thank you so much. I also want to let everyone know iTunes, in the podcast section of iTunes, and for everyone that has an iPhone, you know that it comes with the icon already set up for you on either your homepage or one of the secondary pages that you can click on podcasts, and that will bring you to the iTunes podcast. And there is a Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora podcast there. And if you click, if you type in Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, you can get the shows right there for you as well. You can download them to your phone, or you can listen straight from the podcast itself. So many different ways to listen. So easy to do it, folks. You can get it on iTunes, wakeupcalldt.com. You can get it also from the Google Play Store, as well as the iPhone, iPad, and iPod app that you can get through Apple. So thank you so much for everyone that helped to make that possible and keeps things going, keeps things running. So thank you so much for everybody that's working so hard with that. We live in a different world of technology now, where traditional radio, you know, it's different. I mean, people are running around all the time. I know that I'm only in the car to get from point A to point B, and I'm usually going at a rapid pace. You know, I'm trying to, I drive safely. I'm not trying to make you think I'm like going 95 out there. But when I'm in the car, you know, sometimes I'll put on a CD, whatever it may be. But I don't have time going short distances to catch everything. So that's why I have the app, because you can listen to it wherever. I mean, you can literally listen to my app in your car on Bluetooth, hit pause, go into Target, hit play, have the buds in your ears, and while you're doing some grocery shopping, listen to the rest of the show. I mean, you can literally take my Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora has now been like, it's your best friend. It's like your pocket best friend. Just drop it in the pocket, bring it with you. It's your buddy that's there all the time. So I'm so happy to be able to do that, and I thank everybody for helping to make it possible. WakeUpCallDT.com, free Wake Up Call DT app. And Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, search for that in iTunes podcast. So, as I was talking about before the break, I said we're going to do Heads Underwater. We did one in love and respect and appreciation for everyone that's out there dealing with the crazy snow and cold this season. And where sports meets life, we did the part of everybody that's out there dealing with the snow, linking it back to sports. Heads Underwater, proudly presented by Borio's Restaurant, on 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, right on Oneida Lake.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine.
It's only fair to give another piece of Heads Underwater. So love to all the people that are dealing with the cold weather and the snow. And now to a player. I said it would be a team. Tricked you. Had you going for a sec. Kind of is a team in a way. We'll get to that. But a person whose head's underwater, but they seem to be breathing fine because they're breathing on this earth. They're here. They're trying to have another shot at life, a second chance, so to speak, maybe a third or fourth chance. It depends on who you speak with in that type of situation. But Alex Rodriguez, who has played for the Yankees, currently on the Yankees roster for another few years as far as contract-wise, supposed to be on the team until he's 41, I believe. Alex Rodriguez played with the Mariners, played with the Rangers. George W. Bush, the president before Barack Obama, sold the Rangers for a lower price than it cost for the contract of Alex Rodriguez. That's just to kind of build a little model for you. So the Yankees, who have more money than, I love when people say the quote, he has more money than God, she has more money than God. God doesn't have money. God knows money is evil. God knows that, I mean, humans created money. So there could be some currency and some, now there is a system, and it's a working system, and it's worked for a long time. But money is not a good thing. Money is not something that brings people together. So I've always been the person with the notion of I want to have enough money to take care of my loved ones, take care of myself, to give back, to give to causes like cancer, helping find cures for cancer, helping find cures for AIDS, that HIV, that type of thing, but not to buy like 17 cars. So when people say they have more money than God, yeah, you do, because God doesn't have money. He's smarter than that. But Alex Rodriguez, he has a lot of money. Okay, so instead of saying Alex Rodriguez has more money than God, let's say Alex Rodriguez has more money than Rex Chapman. He played for the Phoenix Suns. Great three-point shooter. Got paid $750,000 to come back in a year he was going to retire. That same year, Michael Jordan made $33 million for 1 year. Just take that juxtaposition. One season, Rex Chapman, $750,000. Michael Jordan, $33 million. Some people don't see $33 million. Some people don't see $3 million in a lifetime. $33 million, right? 33. And I know everybody's going, Dan, Michael Jordan compared to Rex Chapman, that's apples and oranges, man. That's like snow and sun. It's like it just doesn't fit. Here's the thing. It's one human being. Okay? Power to you. If somebody offered me a $33 million contract for a year to do something I love, I'm on it. Somebody offers me $750,000, I'm on it. But that is crazy to me. Then you have Alex Rodriguez money. Stupid money. Teams cost less than one individual player money. Money that could probably take down the national debt type money. If Alex Rodriguez said, you know, I'm going to give the next 3 years of my contract to the national debt, maybe our money is worth more. That's how crazy this is. But as you know, from those of you that listen to me talk about Alex Rodriguez since 2009, 2010, I've been calling Alex Rodriguez for a very long time, more than 8 years. Been calling him by one name. Now I don't like I know there's A-Rod, A-Royd, all that good stuff, all the names that people came up with. Well, I like to be original. I like to come up with names that are just mine. Ones that I made that are my babies. So my name for Alex Rodriguez has always been Steroidriguez. And Steroidriguez has been going on with me for over 8 years. Well, Steroidriguez decided to get in touch with the fans, right? And I'm not saying get in touch with the fans in the sense of writing his phone number on a baseball and throwing it into the stands, which he allegedly did for some ladies out there. Holla if you got one. Steroidriguez decided to write a letter to the fans. Now, he was banned for an entire season, could not play. 162 games sitting on your butt watching. They didn't go to the playoffs. It's kind of nice for Derek Jeter because he didn't. I mean, I don't know what his relationship is personally with Alex Rodriguez, Mr. Steroidriguez, but when you think about Derek Jeter and you think about Steroidriguez, it's like class versus the other thing. Now, I don't know A-Rod personally, but from what I see, it's like Jeter, his entire career, right? His entire career. He dated this girl and dated that girl. When was he found in a picture smoking a bong or getting arrested for a DUI or punching somebody in the face in the middle of the night at a bar or smoking tobacco and spitting in the face of some woman and her baby at 3 o'clock in the morning? And I know your question, why is there a baby out at 3 o'clock in the morning? Some babies work. But Derek Jeter was always a stand-up guy, and even if he was crazy in his own home, perception is reality, and the reality of it all is that when people saw him out in the public, there wasn't ever any issue. He wasn't a National Enquirer story, as opposed to Steroidriguez, who became a big story and a bigger, 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 bigger story, and then kind of came out like the Saddam Hussein thing and said, I don't have any weapons of mass destruction right now. You know, like, maybe I had them before, but you can't find them. Steroidriguez comes out and says, listen, I'm not taking steroids now, but I took them in the past, because you can't change the past. And he could say, I took them with the Mariners and I took them with the Rangers, because guess what? You're not on the teams anymore. If you say, I took them with the... He was very, very good in saying that. He didn't say that he took them with the Yankees. When that whole story came out, Barbara Walters, 2020, getting, you know, sitting down, having that conversation, there was no... Yeah, I take him with the Yankees. You say, I take him in the past. Why? Because you can't change the past. You can't punish me. I'm not on that team anymore. But if you had them before and you used them before for a purpose that you thought was important enough, it stands to reason you're still using them. So he gets banned for a year. All this stuff goes on with Steroidriguez. Big issue. So many people happy that he's out of baseball. I'm sure there's fans out there that wanted him to be there. I know Yankee fans that are in my family that were not too keen on having him out there, especially when there's two outs and he has the ball coming down the middle. You're not thinking he's going to hit it. At least I'm not thinking he's going to hit it anymore. Not in those situations. He's not a bad player, but he's been tainted. If I sit down and if I sit in front of you, right, and I give predictions all the time with my show, with Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, and on WakeUpCallDT.com, and on social media, Facebook, Twitter, that we have, Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, and Twitter is @CallDT, CallDT. I make predictions all the time. Now, if I paid somebody off and I knew who was going to win the games and I made predictions and I told you, well, I know y'all been listening to my show for the past 5 years, but I did this like 6, 7, 8 years ago on the show. I'm not doing it now. How do you know? How are you going to believe me? It's kind of like once you're tainted, you know what I mean? So to me, it's like Steroidriguez is tainted no matter what, but he did write a letter to the fans. So he's the continuation, Mr. John Legend, if you would. His head's underwater, but at this point in time, he's breathing fine. Wants to get back at pinstripes. Players Association saying it's behind us. Yankees, it's behind us. Major League Baseball, it's behind us. Well, this is the letter that he wrote to the fans. And I am reading you a copy of the handwritten letter. So I'm actually reading his handwriting. I want to make this as real as possible. Like he's putting the pen to the paper right now. This is from Alex Rodriguez. To the fans, I take full responsibility for the mistakes that led to my suspension for the 2014 season. I respect that my actions made the situation worse than it needed to be. To Major League Baseball, the Yankees, the Steinbrenner family, the Players Association, and you, the fans, I can only say I'm sorry. I accept the fact that many of you will not believe my apology or anything that I say at this point. I understand why, and that's on me. It was gracious of the Yankees to offer me the use of Yankee Stadium for this apology, but I decided the next time I'm in Yankee Stadium, I should be in pinstripes doing my job. I served the longest suspension in the history of the league for PED use, performance-enhancing drugs, for those playing the home game. The commissioner has said the matter is over. The Players Association has said the same. The Yankees have said the next step is to play baseball. I'm ready to put this chapter behind me and play some ball. This game has been my single biggest passion since I was a teenager. When I go to spring training, I will do everything I can to be the best player and teammate possible, earn a spot on the Yankees, and help us win. Sincerely, Alex. That is his letter to you, the fans. What do you think? Do you like it? Do you care? Do you buy it? Does it matter? There's a lot of questions to be asked in this situation. How are you handling it as a fan? Have you forgotten about Alex Rodriguez already? Or does this mean something to you? Does this hold some weight to you? Those are the questions that are asked right now. Those are the questions that some people can answer. And some people, the jury's out a little bit, right? They're still thinking about it. And that's okay. Because according to Major League Baseball and the Players Association and the Yankees, A-Rod is breathing fine. But his head's still underwater. And it may be underwater for a very long time. And it may be underwater for the rest of his life. And it may be underwater long after that. Because the performance-enhancing drug, whatever you want to call it, chronicle, debacle, saga, that's been going on in Major League Baseball, it's affected a lot of people. But here's the thing. I don't want to go back and put an asterisk on history. I don't want to do that. You know? It's like dating 10 girls and going back and being like, well, you know, it's like 6 of them didn't count. You know, you're talking to your wife, 6 of them didn't count. So I'm going to say 4. I'm going to put an asterisk on these other 6 because they were like around, but we weren't like really close. We didn't hang out. I never bought them anything. So I had like 10 girlfriends, but it's like, let's say 4. That's not how life works, right? History is history. So if you want to nip it in the butt, you got to nip it in the butt then, okay? Can't go back in time and say you didn't date somebody that you dated, because you did, and happened. Deal with it. Live with it. It happened. Move on. There's somebody out there that dated Charles Manson. Bless their heart. So that's where you're at now. History happened. My problem with people cheating in sports or cheating anywhere is get to it when it's going on. Do something about it. Then don't put an asterisk. Don't go back in time. Don't take. If I play a team that cheats and they get the championship trophy, right? So 5 years later, league comes out, says, you cheated, we did an investigation, it took us 5 years, what are you, the NCAA? But it took you 5 years. So you say, we're taking the trophy away, we're stripping it from history, there's no champion in 2014. There's no champion in 2007. There's no champion in 1994. If I'm the runner-up, give me the damn trophy. I played in the game against a cheater. So if you're telling me that you're taking the win away from them, I was there. Don't erase the game from history, because it erases me too. It erases what I did. If I'm a pitcher and we erase a bunch of games with Steroidriguez because it was during his steroid era, and I struck him out 52 times, and you take all of his strikeouts out because he was never in those games because he wasn't real and he was on steroids and blah, blah, blah. Well, now you affected my record. If you take away a championship trophy from a champion that cheated, that lied, stole, whatever, give the trophy to number two. Because number two did it the right way. So as far as I'm concerned, they're number one. Now, in the case of Alex Rodriguez, will he ever be number one again? Not on the Yankees. Not in my eyes. Professionally and personally, I can't look at a man that cheated the game ever the same way. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve a second chance, but I'm also not saying he didn't already have one. We're on 3, 4, 5. Maybe 4 now. Maybe 4. But my thing is, he's making millions of dollars. He's been suspended. He's cheated. He's done all this stuff. He appealed it and lost. All this has happened. What does it show in young kids? By him going to spring training. By him having 3 years left on his contract. By him having millions and millions of dollars that people will never see in a lifetime or two lifetimes. What does that say to kids? That you can cheat, you get punished, you still end up making your money, you still end up playing the game you love, you still end up being in the public eye, you still end up with endorsements, you still end up a part of history, you still end up being, in some people's eyes, one of the greatest of the game or the greatest of the era. So where is the punishment? There isn't one. Because if I take away $60 million from A-Rod, he's got a ton of money. If I took away $100 million from A-Rod, he's got a ton of money. If I suspend him for a year, he goes on vacation. Goes and relaxes. Now, yeah, he can bat every day and play every day, and I don't know his schedule. But what is it showing kids growing up today? People worry about this country, right? They see kids acting out. What do they say? Oh, that's just somebody's dumb kid. It's a shame. Hope that idiot doesn't come over here. I'll knock him out. I'll knock him out right now. I hear that. So I hear that from people all the time. Those kids better not sit next to us in the movies. They throw popcorn at me. I'm going to punch his lights out. No, you're not. That would be assault. That's not the society we live in. Okay? Help the kid. Impart some knowledge and wisdom on the child that's lost their way. And if a kid's acting like an idiot, guess what, mom and dad? That's probably on you. Because he sees you the most. And if he doesn't see you at all, well, that's the problem. Now, are there kids that act out even when they have good parents? Yeah, there are. There are. But you can't give up on the youth of today. You can't give up on the elderly people of today. My grandmother's 98 years old. She still gives me advice to this day that is the best advice that I've ever had in my entire life. And how do I know that? Because her advice mirrors the advice of my wife, who is the closest person that I've ever met to my grandmother, which means the biggest compliment in the world I can ever give somebody. True love and care. Unconditional love and concern and care. And humor and happiness and good. Genuine good. Not fabricated good, not good for the sake of getting something in return, but just good. So we have to set an example for the youth of today. I don't lie, cheat, and steal. I don't do corrupt things that other people in the media do. I don't treat people like garbage just to write a story. I don't lie and misquote and change all the words around of a coach or a player so that it sounds sexy and innovative and different and crazy and oh my God. I'm not trying to get clicks on my website by lying to you. I'm trying to get clicks on my website so that I know that you're reading and seeing stories and hearing stories of people that have a story to tell. Everybody's got a story. Everybody wants to feel important. And there's great people out there. Not good. There's great people out there. Great people. And they might never throw 24 touchdowns in a season. And they might never make $60 million. But those people will always be important to me. A Syracuse alum that goes on to play in the Super Bowl and win it, he'll be on my show. A Syracuse alum that goes on to be an engineer and does a bunch of things outside of the sport of basketball that have nothing to do with basketball, he'll be on my show. If Raheem Christmas today said, screw basketball, I'm done, I'm going to finish out my season, then I'm going to go into engineering, I'm going to do what I want to do, what I love, I'm going to construct buildings, I'm going to do whatever. If he said, I want to paint pictures for the rest of my life, then I would talk to Raheem Christmas about Syracuse basketball and about painting pictures. I do both. Because every single person at some point in their life is going to not play, not coach. It's going to happen. And when that day happens, are they still going to be important to you? Well, I'll tell you one thing. They will always be important to me if they're good people, if they do things the right way. I reach out to everybody. But it's those that reach back genuinely with a hand to pick you up, look you in the eye. Those are the people that come back on the show. Those are the people that matter to me. Because we have to set some type of positive, good, genuine model for people. We have to give them something. There's enough people out there doing bad things. Don't join them. So yeah, Alex Rodriguez, his head's underwater. He's breathing fine. He still has an opportunity. I'm not wishing bad on him. I'm just saying, for the rest of the time that he plays baseball, I don't care to watch him. I don't care to see him. And it's not because I personally hate him. It's not because him and I dated the same girl and how dare you. It's none of that. There's no personal at all. It's looking at him and saying, everything that you've done up to this point, where you stand today, I don't care how many balls you hit. I don't care how many times you won a game. I don't care how much money you made. Because you don't show me, as a coach, any type of leadership, morals, values, selflessness that I want, that I need. If I was the owner of the Yankees right now, I would pay the man whatever the heck that I need to pay him. Whatever guaranteed money, whatever, however the verbiage is in the contract, I would give them the damn money and say, see ya, go ahead, bye, do what you need to do. Somebody else wants to pick this up? That's their thing. I don't want it anymore. I don't want it in my locker room. I don't want it. You could be the nicest guy in the world right now. But everything that you've done up to this point, it's not that he can't change for the better. It's not that he can't change for the better. But I have seen enough from Steroid Rodriguez that I'm done. I'm finished. You want to cry over Derek Jeter retiring? You can cry more when you see Alex Rodriguez come out there in pinstripes. Because now it's like, hey, we don't have Derek Jeter, and we have this guy. Who's like the opposite of Jeter as far as perception. He's like the opposite. Jeter is like this, oh, you can watch my kid and hold my baby and kiss them. And Alex Rodriguez is one of those people where it's like, no. I'll put a needle in my baby. I mean, it's just one of those things. And that's a joke. I'm kidding. He's not going to needle your baby. Just steroid joke. Having fun. But to me, I want the best for A-Rod. I want him to change for the better. If he needs to change for the better in his mind, I'll never tell somebody to change. If he truly believes he has to be a better person, then I hope he becomes that. If he believes he is the best that he can be, then I hope that he is. And I would never take baseball or anything that people love away from them. All I would say is if I stand here today and A-Rod's head's underwater, but he's breathing fine, I would say, good. I'll give you a snorkel. I want you to breathe. I don't want you to drown, but I don't want you on my team. Plain and simple. We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When I come back, we're going to have some fun here, folks, getting to the ACC men's basketball coaches, talking with them one-on-one. So many different things, so many conversations and different things that I asked, just digging into different teams at different periods here as we look at the season, where teams are at. You know, is a team an exclamation point, or are they a period? Does it look like the season is done? You know, where are coaches at? What are they thinking? How are they viewing things? It's great to see coaches that are from different eras as far as growing up, all coming together. They were in different places, different conferences. Now they're all in the ACC. You'll hear from them coming up next here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. As promised, ACC men's basketball coaches here with me right now. The Atlantic Coast Conference on the line. I want to thank the ACC for the teleconference audio. I was on the teleconferences, had the opportunity to speak with these coaches one-on-one, thanks to the Atlantic Coast Conference and thanks to their teleconference opportunities. So I do want to thank them for the audio that I'm about to provide for you right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app, as we go first to Jamie Dixon.
Pittsburgh!
As far as Rakeem Christmas, you've had the opportunity as a coach to go up against him numerous times, see different new Rakeem Christmas, obviously through his evolution, he's been a different player. What can you say about the most recent matchup and what you were able to see from him on the inside for Syracuse?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's you know, you love to see guys improve, but it's something we really take great pride in development and where they start and where they finish, and see him jump from a junior and averaging, I think, 5 or 6, and now he's at 18, 19 points a game. You love to see kids do that. You love it, especially if it's one of your guys. But he, he seems like he's more active. His skill level is improved. Looks like he's maybe thinner, lighter, but quicker at the same time. And so, we double-teamed him. We got some turnovers out of him. I thought that was big. But at the same time, I thought he hit some shots against us that were tough shots. He had a left-hand jump hook against us. He had a right-hand, like almost a sky hook against us as well. And you know, he made free throws. So I think, again, you love to see guys get better, especially in their senior year. And a kid we recruited, so no, and did have a chance to talk to him after the game and, to compliment him on his progress and what he's done. So, it's, again, watching guys improve more often than I like to see our guys improve, but it's good to see guys get better, especially for senior year.
Next up, we go to Jim Christian.
Boston College.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Great, how are you?
Doing well, and to get into your team a little bit, I know it's been a little bit of a struggle this season as far as win-loss, but to look at Olivier and what he's been able to do and the leadership that he has on this team, what can you say about him at this point in the season?
Well, I don't think anybody in the league has played any better as he's played once we started ACC play. That's a very big statement. There's some guys who've had tremendous, tremendous seasons, but if you really look at the body of work that he's done and what he's put together, he's shooting close to 50% from 3-point land. He averages 4.5 assists, and that number's probably tainted because we haven't, as a group, shot the ball very well. So his numbers really could be 7 or 8 assists a game because he's making the right plays. He's 77% from the line. And the thing about it, he'll go to the first 7 or 8 minutes of the game trying to get other guys involved because everybody that we play, game plan is to try to keep him out of the lane and try to get him, to force shots, and he doesn't. He just makes the right plays. So some of those things are. I don't think he scored in the first 8 or 9 minutes of the Carolina game and ended up with 30. So I think that's just a testament to how hard he's worked and how much better he's getting.
After Christian, we now head to Brad Brownell.
Clemson.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
Offensively, overall this season, where have you seen maybe some strides, some things that you've done positively to get back on it? I know defensively Clemson's been a strong team, but offensively, where are you seeing it come from?
Well, we're still not a good offensive team.
life, to be honest with you. You know, I do think our turnovers have gone down a little bit as the year's gone on, and we've gotten into league play and done a better job of maybe not turning the ball over, being a little more efficient. But our consistency hasn't been very good this year offensively, and it's a problem for us.
When you look at Blossom Game as well as Hall, what can you say about where they're at this point in the season and any type of improvement that you've seen from their game specifically?
Well, I think Raj is very steady, and you know, he's one of those guys that kind of just does what your team needs to win more times than not. You know, there are times we need him to be a little more aggressive. Sometimes he's been able to deliver in that role, and other times he's not. But it's not his nature to go try to score 15 points in a game. It's just, you know, he's just not wired that way. But he is wired in a way to try to do what he thinks he needs to do to help your team win. And, you know, his toughness is certainly a factor in games. And I think he's really helped us that way. I think Jerron's just an improving player. He's a guy that, you know, continues to work hard on his skill level. He's a very good athlete. He's a guy who's 2 years removed from, you know, breaking his leg and compound fracture, much like Kevin Ware, and having to overcome two surgeries and a bunch of adversity. And you know, he's made great improvements this year from his freshman year. And, you know, he's starting to drive the ball well. I think he's finishing more plays around 8 to 10 feet, improving his shooting. So he's an improved player for us that I think is having a very good year.
From Brad Brownell, we now go to Jim Larinaga.
Miami.
To look at the ACC from top to bottom, obviously the teams that are known throughout history, the Dukes and the North Carolinas. When you look at where it is now and the competition that is there from top to bottom, Florida State game that you had this season as well as Georgia Tech, what can you say about the evolution of talent as well as what the coaches have been able to accomplish in this conference, not just yourself, but overall?
Well, I've been absolutely blown away by the balance in our league, especially in these 4 years. When you think about the history of the conference, you always begin with North Carolina and Duke. But 3 years ago, Florida State won the ACC tournament. I think it was the first time in their school's history that they had done it. The next year, Miami won the regular season and tournament. And then last year, Virginia won the regular season and tournament. They might do that again this year. It speaks to not that Duke or Carolina is not as strong anymore. They're still top 10 programs. But the rest of the league has gotten better. And the depth is very, very strong. And although I think one of the problems that the ACC has is because the level of play we're able to recruit, that a number of the great players that are freshmen leave early, either at their freshman or sophomore year, and the ACC teams at the beginning of the season are in the rebuilding process with so many new guys. Like, we had 9 new guys to start the year. Many of the teams, Duke has 3 freshmen in their starting lineup. So we're not the league that we become in February and March that we are in November and December. We get so much stronger as the year moves on. And I think it's because of the depth and competition, the great balance that there is in the conference now.
After hearing from Larinaga, we'll now hear from Danny Manning.
Wake Forest!
Hi, Coach. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. To look back at that game, the close one against Virginia, the missed free throw, offensive rebound, but then the turnover by Cody Miller-McIntyre, just what was going through your head and what you had to say to him after the game, knowing how important he's been to the team this season?
Well, you know, Cody has been one of our focal points this year. His numbers have been very good throughout the course of ACC play. You know, there's not much you can really say. Just wanted to stay aggressive. But, you know, for us and all coaches and teams, it doesn't always come down to the last possession. You know, we gave up too many points in the paint. We didn't make enough free throws. We gave up too many points off turnovers. And so in my eyes, that's where we lost the game, and not so much in the last 2 or 3 possessions of the game. So we have to make sure we value every possession offensively and defensively throughout the course of the ball game a little bit better.
And even though there are some mistakes, like you had said, had been made in that game, when you look at your team's play in your first year as head coach at Wake Forest against a team like Virginia, what does it say about how quickly the guys are buying into what you're teaching and the talent that you have there overall? How do you see Wake Forest basketball, knowing that you're competing with the top of the conference right now?
I think we're moving in the right direction. I don't think we're moving fast enough for my liking. but, I mean, it's just a matter of continuing to go out and do the things that we need to do to give ourselves a chance to be successful. So we have to lock into our core principles defensively. We have to make sure that we share the basketball offensively. We get some fast break opportunities because I think it's very hard for teams to score against a set half-court defense. And just continue to work the system. And, you know, each day we get a little bit better, just like any other team in our league and in the country. But, you know, we have to finish out games. You know, we've put ourselves in a situation this year where we've had opportunities to close out games, and we haven't been able to quite close that door. So, you know, we got to get to a point where these last handful of games that we have, when we have an opportunity to close the door, that we close it.
And from Danny Manning to Mark Gottfried.
North Carolina State.
Well, first and foremost, I wanted to ask you about Anthony Barber, especially over the last four games, not just in your most recent game, but what you've been able to see from him, especially on the offensive side.
Well, I think he's developing as a player and as a point guard. He's gaining confidence. He shot the ball extremely better than he has earlier, even through last year. I thought at Louisville the other day he was terrific. He handled the pressure. He attacked. He had poise. He made great passes. Defensively, he was really good. So, you know, a lot of times we forget when guys are young, you know, there's still a lot to learn, and he's learning and getting better and improving. And, you know, I think here midway through his sophomore year, you know, he's taken one big step forward. So hopefully that's something he can continue to do, and we can hopefully help keep helping him to improve.
And then as a team, not just with the win most recently over Louisville, but against Virginia the second time around, Notre Dame overtime, North Carolina, all those losses were by 4 points or less. What can you say about what that's saying to you as the head coach of NC State and where this team is at right now, that even against some of the best teams in the conference, you're hanging there with them right to the end?
Well, I've told our team, you know, even after the Virginia loss here about a week ago, that we're not far off. We're close. So we don't need to reinvent who we are. All we need to do is get a little bit better, you know, at a number of different things. Whether it's defensively, whether it's our offensive execution, whether it's our blockouts, you know, our rebounding, turnovers. You know, we're just a team that's not that far off from being competitive with anybody in the country. We've proven that. You know, I think sometimes, you know, with our team, you know, we've just been, you know, all over the board. We've been really good. We've struggled some. We've had close games we didn't finish. We've had some close games we have finished. So, you know, I think the message is we're not that far off. We have to get better. We have to improve. And that's what we're trying to do.
And we'll finish up here before taking another break on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora with Mike Bray.
Notre Dame.
Hi, Coach. How you doing today?
Hey, Dan.
The Clemson game, as far as that two-point victory and being able to hold on at the end, what were some of the biggest things you were able to take away from that game after having the tough game against Duke? What did you learn the most about the team at this point in a two-point win on the road against a team like Clemson?
I think we have been an amazingly resilient group all year. You know, throughout games, we've been down and we've come back. We've played on the road and we played with confidence and great toughness, both mentally and physically. And I thought we did that again against Clemson. You know, to have that late charge right there to finish. I think we actually believe the end of the game is our time. We have the ultimate closer in Jaren Grant. But again, I was really proud of how we played in a road atmosphere to get our fifth road league win, and bouncing back after a real disappointment in Durham. But we flushed that quickly. You know, we didn't dwell on the Duke game.
much. I don't think that was going to do any good. I tore up the stat sheet in practice the next day in front of everybody, and we moved on real fast. And I'm glad we were able to carry it over into winning a road game against a very good team.
And, Mike, you talking about having a closer in Grant and how resilient the team is. Six games inside the ACC have been won by your team by 5 points or less. What really is it about Grant, and maybe you can talk about some of the other players that have been able to close out with your team being so resilient when it counts most?
Well, it certainly starts with him. And, you know, nobody is more involved in an offense in the country than Jaren Grant, whether he's scoring it or assisting on baskets. He just makes plays for himself and for people. And then I don't think there's a better guy in the country at crunch time. Like, his eyes light up even more when it's a two-point game or the last 2 minutes of the game or taking a big shot or driving off a ball screen and kicking to Pat Connaughton or Demetrius Jackson. And I think those other guys that have got confident off of him, certainly Pat Connaughton has made big shots his whole career. Demetrius Jackson with his tip-ins and some of the plays he's made in late-game situations. Zach August has joined the party. Bonzi Colson has done it. Steve Vastoria has made big shots. You know, I think they've all really been clutch. But it really has started off of Grant's decision-making, you know, to kind of get them in position to make plays.
After Bray here, we're going to take a quick step aside on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Plenty of coaches to come right here speaking with me one-on-one on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. We're now going into my conversation with Roy Williams.
North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
I'm hanging in there, Dan. Thanks for asking. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. When you look at sharing the ball on your team, obviously first in all of the NCAA Division I men's basketball, not just in the ACC, in assists per game with a little over 17, to just go into your team and how they've all really bought into the team mentality and not just about self and sharing the ball and getting it where it needs to be?
Well, it's strange because I still think we can do it a lot better. A number of assists is sort of misleading in some ways because we play at a much faster pace than most people. You know, we'd like to play even faster, but we do believe very strongly in sharing the ball. We do believe in your teammate is more open to give him the basketball because he's going to have a better shot because he's more open. And we stress that every single day and to not take bad shots, and we still do it. So we're not doing it as well as it would seem it to be number one in the country. I think number one in the country, again, is based on our pace of play probably more than anything. But we're not a selfish team, but we can be even more unselfish at times, I realize.
And then as far as the North Carolina-Duke rivalry that's obviously been rooted deep in history, in your era of coaching at North Carolina, what does it look like to you, and what can you say about Mike Krzyzewski and how the rivalry has been at this point?
Well, I think it's been a fantastic rivalry, and I think in college sports, I think it's the best rivalry there is. You know, you're talking about hundreds of years, or over 100 years, I think, anyway. And playing twice a year, every year, and being 9 miles apart, and so much national media attention with so many times the teams being ranked extremely high. So that's my opinion. Other people can pick something else if they choose. But Mike has just done an unbelievable job. 1,000 wins is just off the charts. The number of trips to the Final Four and what he's done with the program there. And, you know, North Carolina, Duke was a pretty doggone good rivalry when the guys named Smith and Bubas were playing against each other. So it's not just us, but I think when you ask about Mike, I just see somebody that's done it better than anybody and done it for a longer period of time. And can't do anything but respect a great deal what he has done. And with all the stuff going on about getting to 1,000 and his team responding that game to St. John's, had to be a great feeling for him. And he's done some things that he's very proud of. He should be very proud of. And I'm just talking about his job at Duke, not what he's done in winning gold medals in the Olympic Games or any World University Games, not World University Games, but World Games. So needless to say, he should feel pretty good. I feel a very small part of the rivalry. And at times I felt like that we've upheld our end of it very well. And other times I don't think we have held it up as well. So hopefully we can continue trying to be there.
From Roy Williams, on the other side of the North Carolina-Duke rivalry, Mike Krzyzewski, also known as Coach K.
Duke!
To look at that Syracuse game, again, that you had spoken about a little bit, obviously your respect for Jim Boeheim. On the court, what you saw from Syracuse's talent, and then off the court, the type of respect that you have, obviously, for a good friend in Jim and a tough process he's going through right now. The first question about the game, the talent that you saw from Syracuse was the first part of the question, and then the second was just what you took away from the game.
Yeah, well, I thought Syracuse played great, and which is, you know, what Syracuse has done for, you know, for almost four decades with Jim. And, you know, they have one of the best programs. And, you know, Christmas is just outstanding. He's one, I think, one of the top 10 players in America. And is having a fabulous, fabulous year, both offensively and defensively. And then Cooney is an amazing threat all the time. And then Mike Benishay, Michael is, you know, especially in these last five games, is just, he's averaging over 20 points a game. And, yes, and against us, had a great, great game. The crowd was terrific. And, you know, again, I, as a friend, and not just a friend, mm-hmm. but a fellow ACC coach, I don't want to see anybody have any problems in our conference, you know, because our conference is great because of everybody, not because of one or two. And so you don't want anything like that happening, and especially don't want it happening for my closest friend.
From Coach K to Leonard Hamilton.
Florida State.
Some of these close games where you've had somewhat of an issue in being able to finish?
Well, for the most part, I feel like offensively we have been extremely inconsistent in our approach. A lot of it is just being inconsistent with our execution on the offensive end. And I think there have been games where we probably could do a much better job defending what we've been accustomed to. And then there are times when we play, we are doing very, very well, but I have to give credit to the teams that we're playing against. It seems as though this year, we always, as a coach, we're overly concerned about sometimes what we're not doing, but sometimes you have to give other teams credit for clawing and scratching and clawing. I just think that's the nature of where we are now in our league, and you got to go into every game and try to be at your very, very best. Not always. Sometimes what you're doing is that sometimes other people are playing well enough to almost win games. It's interesting to me that when I go and play Georgia Tech, I see that they've lost five games by a total of 10 points. And so we go into the game and we are basically in the same dogfight right there to the end of the game that they've been in with other people. You know? So I'm not real sure sometimes how to read it. So I'm more concerned at this particular point with our team is saying we got to be at our very best in every phase of the game or else something bad can happen.
In helping you kind of read it, like you said, you're not quite sure how to see it sometimes. Where is the leadership on the team in your mind? Who helps you to kind of see some of these gaps when you are in these tight games? Who would you say on the court has really helped you?
Well, I think Devin and Marte have been consistent with their leadership. There's no doubt about that. But I think sometimes when you are depending on, we have three freshmen and one sophomore that we're depending on heavily to contribute to us to be successful, sometimes guys have to learn how to follow. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Some of it is mentally emotional. There's such a mental and emotional component sometimes with young people. And that's why they're up and down, some of your inexperienced players. And our freshmen have been inconsistent. They'll play a great game one game and inconsistent with the same level of effort, but just not with the same level of consistency. That's part of the growing up process. And I'm sure that I see us getting better, but getting better sometimes needs to be enough for you to be successful.
Many of you know him from listening into my shows, Jim Boeheim.
Syracuse.
To look at Mike Benajay, and pardon me if you had spoken a little bit about him before, but the evolution of his shooting ability and just what you've seen, I know at the beginning of the season you called him the utility player, and if he's led up to some of the things that you've really tried to key him in on at this point.
Yeah, he's exceeded any expectations. We had high expectations for him, but he's exceeded those. He's, a lot of it comes from his working on his shot. I mean, he really has improved his shooting. He has started to get better last year, and now this year he's a very good shooter. And that's really been the transformational thing with Mike. He's always been a pretty good player, good defender, rebounds, handles the ball, does a lot of things for us. He can play the one, the two, or the three. And his shooting has transformed him into as good an all-around player, I think, find in the league. He's really having a tremendous year. I can't think of anything we could ask him to do more of.
Finally here, Rick Pitino.
Louisville!
To look at Rakim Christmas and just what you can say about him going into this matchup with Syracuse and what he's done at this point.
You know, it's a great tribute to Jim, to the coaching staff, and Rakim, because when he came out of high school, he was very similar to Montrezl Harrell. He was a dunker, a shot blocker, and a runner, did not have an offensive move. And now he's one of the best low post scorers in the country, has a very good face-up shot. The Syracuse coaching staff, as well as Rakim working on it, have done a fabulous job of improving his skills. He is one of the premier forwards, I think, in the nation, and it's really exciting to see somebody get that much better.
We'll take a step aside here, our final step aside on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When I come back, we will be nominating, giving the honor, nominating and giving the award to the social media standouts that I have for this week. So make sure you swing back with me here, and you will find out who the social media standout is on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Somebody that is doing good, positive things in the community of the world through social media. That's coming up right after this.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. I want to very proudly give out my social media standout of the week. There's so much bullying, negativity, ridiculousness, hate, rage, ignorance that goes on through social media. It's time to stop that. I'm looking for the social media standouts, the people that do something that is good, write positive messages, uplifting messages, talk about their life, others' lives in a positive way, have each other's backs as opposed to stabbing someone in the back, are humorous, enjoyable, and just all around bringing a good message to the world. And the social media standout of this week proudly goes to Daily Proverbs. Daily Proverbs is at Dale Proverb. That's DailProverb. At DailProverb. Daily Proverbs putting out a bunch of positive messages from Proverbs in the Bible all the time, putting out different things throughout the week. And this is the one I want to key in on. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Something that I struggle with. Don't look in the past. Don't be looking up over, you know, jumping up in the air trying to look what's coming down the road in the future. Let your eyes be straight before you. Straight. May your eyes look forward and your gaze be straight before you. Amen to that. Focus on the present. Realize that in the beautiful language that God has given us, the present, two things. You get a present, that's great. It's a gift. And then you think of the present. And the present in and of itself, as far as time, is a gift as well. Because it's a gift that you can unwrap every moment of your life. Every moment you live, every step you take, every decision you make, it is in your present. It is your decision to make. It is your choice. Choose wisely, choose positively, and always choose the best for yourself and for those around you. Do good, think of others, and remember something that I struggle with every single day. When you're being good to other people and you're being good to God, remember to be good to yourself. God bless you. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal day, night, whenever you're listening. Middle of the night, go back to sleep if you're listening at 3 a.m. Thank you for staying up, but please get some sleep. I don't want you getting in trouble on my behalf. So have a great, great day, night, whatever it may be. God bless. Dan Tortora, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Download it now. Wake Up Call DT, search that for the Google Play Store. And for all Apple products, go to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. You can find me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. You can also find me on Twitter, @CallDT, and on Instagram. We're getting going with that as well. Pictures, people, @WakeUpCall_DT. WakeUpCall_DT. underscore, that little line, that low line, underscore DT. Find me on there. Would appreciate the support. Thank you so much to everybody that supports us every single week, every day, every month, every year. You're awesome. You're amazing. You're a blessing. Be good to yourself. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.